各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May the grace of our Lord in heaven be with everyone every day.
最近我们的经济情况非常的不好。
Recently, our financial crisis has affected many of us.
这不只是影响到我们美国国内也影响到国外。
Reaches hands to many countries abroad as well.
小弟到智利去那边才发觉到那边做生意的人他们常常用美金做存款的一个用美金存美金啊。
And I visited the country of Chile, and I noticed that all the residents there would try to save as much U.S. dollars as possible.
去的时候，这个智利钱一比两百。620块，没到几天变1:580。
It used to be worth a dollar here is about $620 there, but now it dropped about $580.
结果我才会知道他们这个对他们的冲击也都很大，美金贬值。
So I can see how this has greatly affected them as well.
那回到这里来又参加一下邻居会，弟兄姐妹讲，你知道吗 ？Acadia 星巴克的老板被人家抢。
And when I came back home, I heard the news that the owner of Symbola Cafe was robbed.
他说抢匪到他家里面去抢了$200,000.
And they actually robbed him in his house of $200,000.
那个弟兄讲说他最近因为大家没有钱付账所以他最近被人家倒了50万。
And,
我们的教会的弟兄做生意被呆账被倒账倒了50万。
And another brother at our Baldwin Park Church was also cheated out on about $500,000.
那所以你就会知道，在这个时代，很多人面临很多的危机。
So we can see that during these times, many people have experienced many.
除了经济危机有的有事业，有的有家庭，各方面不同的危机。
Many different kinds of turmoil that they experience, whether at the job or within their family.
所以今天下午我们来谈一谈危机的考验。
So today's topic for mutual encouragement is the test of crisis.
我们来谈一谈，有时候主耶稣也会考验我们用一些危机来考验我们。
We all know that Lord Jesus tests every one of us every now and then.
我们来看约翰福音的第六章，我们把红线夹在约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn the book of John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章四到六节。
John chapter 6 verses 4 to 6.
约翰福音六章四到六节。
John 6, 4 to 6.
我们一起来读四到六节。
Let's all read together.
英文跟中文都可以，一边
去。Verse 4.
那时犹太人的逾越节近了，第五节。耶稣举目看见许多人，就对腓力说：“我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？”他说这话是要试验腓力到这里。主耶稣传福音有大概一两万人男丁大概5000人跟随主耶稣基督。
Back in Jesus' time, there were about 10,000 to 20,000 people that followed him.
那其他的章节讲说天晚耶稣就怜悯这些人了。
At the end of the day, the Bible describes how Jesus forgave all of them.
他就对腓力说。
And he spoke to Philip.
我们看圣经一有总务的事情主耶稣老是去找腓力跟安德烈所以安德烈跟这个腓力应该是教会的总务。General Fair, Andrew.
Oh, and Jesus looked upon Philip and Andrew as his own General Fair people.
那如果你看那个彼得跟约翰大概是教务有关牧羊的彼得跟约翰。
And, Peter and John were considered.Religious affairs.
那耶稣就问腓力说：“我们从哪里买叫这些人来吃呢
？”So Philip asked Jesus, "Where or how can we feed these 5,000 people?"
经上讲，这是耶稣在试验腓力。
So Jesus said this was a test to Philip.
我们知道腓力他从约翰福音第一章他是认识耶稣是弥赛亚的人。
So we can see from the beginning of chapter 6 that Philip understood and recognized that Jesus was the Messiah.
并且把这个福音传给拿但业。腓力 Nathaniel.
And Philip actually spread this good news to Nathaniel.
后来啊，腓力跟着主耶稣啊，也在迦纳看到主耶稣把水变成酒。
And he also witnessed Jesus Christ, transform water into wine.
又看到主耶稣在迦纳啊，医治一个大臣的儿子。High officer.
And he also witnessed Jesus and Canon heal a high officer's son.
那所以啊，对一个这样对神有认识、有经历的人呢，神也要来试验他。
So, someone who has witnessed so much, Jesus thought it was about time to test him.
啊，今天我们很多人也都对主耶稣有认识。
So we all understand who Jesus is.
所以神啊，也会来试验我们。
For Jesus will also test us.
其实在信仰当中，圣经当中充满了神的一个试验。
And the Bible is filled with stories about how Jesus tests.
我们看创世纪的二十二章第一节、第二节。
In the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verses 1 and 2.
创世纪二十二章第一节、第二节。
Genesis 22, verses 1 and 2.
二十二章第一节、第二节。
22 verses 1 and 2.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
这些预备起。这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就对父叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。”神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。”我们说亚伯拉罕啊，一百岁得孩子。
So we understand that Abraham was able to have a child.
蛮有神的恩惠啊。
He was filled with wisdom.
但是有时候我们人常常容易在神的恩惠当中迷失了。
And sometimes under God's grace, you can be lost.
所以我们常常爱神的恩惠过于爱神。
So, sometimes we use this grace or we allow this grace to cloud our vision.
所以神就要来考试考试这个亚伯拉罕。
So it was time for God to test Abraham.
圣经上讲这个献儿子啊，这是三天的一个路程。
And the story of Abraham sacrificing his son is a story that extends three days.
所以这个考试要考三天以上哦。
So this test was to last for three days.
这个比我们高中联考可能日子不晓得一样还是多一点呢、哦。
I'm sure this is much more pressure intensive than our own high school.
可这个试题非常的不合理啊。
But of course, this is quite unfair.
你会问一个问题啊。
Ask a question.
主啊，如果你是一个好的神，
God, if you are a good God,
你怎么叫我杀我的儿子呢？
How can you ask me to murder my own child?
如果你是一个好的神，
if you are a good God,
你怎么会这么不合人性呢？
How can you be so heartless?
如果你是一个好的神，
if you are a good God,
你为什么叫我心这么痛呢？
How can you torture me as such?
所以有时候我们对神给我们的危机，我们很难了解你到底是什么意思，这个考题怎么这么难？
So many times when we are tested by God,We sometimes question the fairness of God.
但是亚伯拉罕用信心呢、跟爱心来胜过他考试及格。
So Abraham used his faith and his love to proceed.
其实神在圣经上里面充满了考试啊。
So again, the Bible records many stories about the test.
我们看历代志下的三十二章三十一节。Second Chronicle.
Let's turn to the book of Second Chronicles.
三十二章三十一节。
Chapter 32, verse 31.
旧约五百七十六页啊，旧约五百七十六页，历代志下三十二章的三十一节。
Second Chronicles, chapter 32, verse 31.
我们一起来读一百七。
Read together.
我有一件事，就是巴比伦王差遣使者来见希西家，访问国中所献的奇事。这件事神离开他要试验他，好知道他心内如何。这个神也一段时间呢要来试试看这个希西家王啊。
So here records how God wanted to test Hezekiah.
你的心到底什么样子的啦？
What kind of heart do you have?
那其实这段时间呢希西家有两个考试。
So here we can see how Hezekiah had two tests.
第一个就是神让他生病。
The first was to given an illness.
我们来看历代志下的三十二章二十四节、二十五节。
Let's turn to chapter 32, verses 25.
历代志下三十二章二十四、二十五节。
24 and 25.
一起来读。
Let's read together.
那时希西家病得要死，就祷告主，主应允他，赐给他一个兆头。二十五节，希西家却没有照他所蒙的恩报答主，因他心里骄傲。 所以愤怒要临到他和犹大并耶路撒冷。我们知道神赐给西西家一个绝症fatal disease.
So we can see here that Hezekiah was inflicted with a fatal disease.
结果他就祷告了，面对墙壁跟神哭
And he prayed and pleaded to God.
结果后来这个先知那个燕子没有走出去，回过头来就跟他讲说，神跟我讲了啦，要给你好。
So lo and behold, he was actually told that God was going to heal him.
后来神又赐给他一个预兆。
So then God tested him once again.
Give him a sign, 给他一个预兆。
Gave him a
你这个日头的影子那个日葵你是要让它前进十度呢，还是要让它后退十度？那个日葵就是 日影子shadow of the sun 让它前进还是后退十度？
So with the shadow of the sun, do you want it to go left 10 degrees or right 10 degrees?
那如果前进的话，那一样的就是大自然的那个地球自转的速度快一点那后退就不一样了，是委婉大自然那。往回走，时间往倒退走了。
So if you were to spin the world 10 degrees faster, it'd be quite easy. But to go backwards, it's not as easy.
所以西西家说我要退后十度。
So Hezekiah told God that he wanted to reverse.
那为了给他一个信心增加他的信心那神改变这个大自然的自然现象。
So for the sake of his faith, God did this for Hezekiah.
让他病好。
Therefore, his illness.
然后呢，派一个使者阿巴比伦的使者来看他，看他到底是谦卑还是把荣耀归给神。
So then, an envoy was sent there to see if he had truly changed.
结果我们看到他骄傲，把家里的财产跟人家这样夸耀。
And they realized that he was someone of great pride.
最后他就是考试失败了。
So this test, he failed.
所以我们看到神在历代以来真的常常在考对人考试，然后呢再给人一个带领就像我们教授给学生考试，知道你的程度在哪里，怎么样继续带领你的生命。
So we can see just like how we do so in the classroom, God tests his people, but then also at the same time he guides them to the end.
所以《申命记》第八章神这样讲
So in Deuteronomy chapter 8.
他说他苦给以色列百姓吃苦四十年。
That God inflicted great duress on the Israelites.
目的就是为了试验他们。
The goal was to test them.
看他们肯不肯守神的诫命
They can obey His commandments.
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天我们也会遇到这样的情形
So today we also experience the same.
那神要看看你到底在这个困难当中，你的反应是怎么样子的。
If you were to undergo such a test, what would your reaction be?
会抱怨吗？还是会感谢呢？
Would you be thankful or would you actually complain?
来聚会呢？还是不聚会了？
Would you come to worship the Lord in a church or would you not come?
你在困难当中会歪歌呢？这个多赚一点呢？还是cheat一点呢？还是能够继续守神的诫命呢？
In times of tribulation, are you going to be generous or cheap or are you going to continue to worship the Lord?
真的神要看一看。
God wants to see.
神是无所不知的，他在今天、明天、后天，他是一样的。
God never changes; He's always the same.
但是在日光之下，我在时空当中神给我们自由意志选。你一到这个十字路口了，你左边还是左右边
？Under the sun and the moon, we only have one choice to make: go left or right.
神真的有时候给我们有一个危机
Or God tests us sometimes.
我以前在这边讲过，我真的是很，就是说，很佩服那位同工
I've shared with you before that I greatly admire those my fellow coworkers.
那段时间他妈妈中风了。
One colleague of mine, his mother had a stroke.
他的太太颜面神经半边不能动。
And also.Wife suffered nerve damage to her face, so half of her face.
岳父心脏开刀。
And his mother-in-law actually had a heart surgery as well.
女儿不喜欢上学校。
And his daughter disliked going to school.
问题是同时间，这几乎同时间发生。
The problem is all this occurred at the same time.
如果你是一个爱神的人，你会觉得怎么样呢？你这条路要不要继续走下去呢
？If you were Man of God, would you continue down this path?
神有时候给我们考试啊。
For God tests us sometimes.
有次在 NYTS 一个同龄跟我讲个故事。
During NYTS, one of the members, attendees shared with me,
他说在网络上啊, 看到一个真耶稣教会的一个见证啊,
that while he was surfing the web, he read a testimony from two
people. 还有一个, 这个瞎眼 38年的, 有一天走路不小心撞到电线杆了,
there was a blind man, who was blind, he was 38 years old, he was blind, but one day he ran into electric.
想不到神借着撞到电线杆医治他的眼睛啊。 眼睛就好了，不再瞎眼了。
Miraculously, by running into this electric pole, his blindness was healed.
他会想一个问题，哎，38年怎么神给人家考试考38年的？很久啊！I
wonder for 38 years, how can God test someone for 38 years?
哦，可是后那天晚上他就生病了，礼拜五晚上他又生病了。那天是礼拜五，他那天晚上他就生病了。And
strangely enough, this person who shared with me this story became ill that same Friday.
那隔天刚好有一个外地区的同龄就跟他见证，哇，主耶稣的恩典有多好。The
following day, another brother testified how the grace of God was so abundant.
他一个困难，神马上就跟他解决。That
whenever he had a problem, God would solve it.
结果他就生发出信心了，那一天下午祷告，神就医治他的病。So
this first brother who became ill, he was filled with renewed faith, and that afternoon he was healed.
所以他，我们就看到，他就想到说，哎，为什么神有时候真的给人家有的人就是这么长考试，有的人考试就这么短呢？So
you can see here that God tests people different periods of time.
无论长短哦，我们发觉到人世间的危机是避免不了的。No
matter how long or short the tribulation is, we all know that we need to rely on God.
所以赛亚书说，主有时候会把艰难给当食物给我们吃啊，困苦当水给我们喝啊。
So the Bible says that when we are hungry, God will feed us. When we are thirsty, God will give us drink.
神用困难好像食物来给我们吃啊。我们的食物就是我们的困难。
So during times of trials, these times of trials are just like solid food.
那问题是你往哪边走啊？
The question here is, which direction are you going to take?
所以耶稣试验腓力，耶稣试验 test Philip.
Back in John, we can see that Jesus Christ tested Philip.
我们再来看看人的反应是什么。
So what is the reaction of man to these tests?
我们看六章的第七节，约翰福音六章第七节。
Let's turn back to John chapter 6 verse 7.
约翰福音六章第七节。John
6 verse 7.
六章七节。
Chapter 6 verse 7.
我们一起来开口念，开口念，这样比较好，预备，起。 菲利回答说，就是二十两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。这个菲利想到用什么来解决他的危机，这个危机呢？
So here, what can Philip do to solve his problem?
钱嘛，
Money, of course.
我们有时候遇到困难，第一件事情想说，哎，我有多少钱，我可以，因为钱很容易应付事情的，我有多少钱可以应付这个事情呢？
Well, Philip just thought money would help because money is such a powerful tool.
我们刚刚提到说，腓力是认识弥赛亚的。
Philip recognized and acknowledged that Jesus Christ was the Messiah.
我们都是认识耶稣的啦。
We all recognize Jesus Christ.
但是如果你遇到困难，第一个想到的是什么呢？
And however, when we are faced with trouble, what's the first thing?
真的，大部分你我都一样，我口袋还有多少钱，我有可以用多少钱来解决这个困难？
You and I are alike. We all first think about how much money we have to solve. Problem.
一个真正认识神的人，他会不懂得依靠神吗？
Can one who truly understands Jesus Christ not rely on money?
如果有神的知识，却不懂得依靠，这样算是真的认识神吗？
Will they use such a way of reliance as a test of their faith?
你看后来啊，主有一次啊，腓力问主耶稣基督啊。
So once Philip asked Jesus.
说耶稣啊，如果你把物献给我们看，我们就高兴了啦。 你把天上的父显给我们看，我们就高兴了。Sure.
If you can show reveal to us all that is in heaven, then we will be satisfied.
耶稣说：“哎，兄弟，你看到我就看到父了，为什么说你要父给我看呢？”
So why? So Jesus responded, "I am God Himself. Why do you need to see God if you can see me?"
所以我在想，有时候我们跟腓力是一样程度的，我们是认识的，但是真的不是真认识的。
Sometimes I feel that we are just like Philip. We say we acknowledge Jesus and know Him, yet we at the same time.
真认识的人呢，他会用神用爱来解决生命的问题，因为神就是爱。
true man of God will use love to resolve his problems.
我们再看呢，另外一个门徒他怎么解决这个问题的。
So let's take a look at another disciple and how he resolved.
我们看约翰福音六章的八到九节。
Let's take a look at John chapter 6 verses 8
to 9. 我们请大家开口念六章八到九节。
Verses 8 and 9 out loud.
有一个门徒就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈对耶稣说，第九节，在这里有一个孩童带着五个大麦饼两条鱼，只是分给这许多人还算什么呢？看起来安德烈比较懂得主耶稣的心呢。
So it looks like Andrew understands the heart of Jesus.
你看哦，在约翰福音后边哦，有一些希利尼人呢，Greek 啊，他们想要来见耶稣。
We can see at the end of the end of John, book of John, there are several Greek people that wanted to meet Jesus.
他们去找腓力。
First person they went to go find was Philip.
腓力不晓得怎么办。
And Philip did not know what to do.
他就去找安德烈。
So Philip turned to Andrew.
安德烈就把跟腓力啊，就把这些人带去见耶稣基督啊。
So Andrew along with Philip together took these Greeks.
所以你看，我们看到安德烈真的好像真的对神的心比较了解的，他懂得。用主的爱，用那个人的爱，用爱来解决生命的危机。
So we can see that Andrew's heart is in line with that of Christ.
我们看到这个孩子啊，带着五个大麦饼。
So we can see that there is this child that carried five loaves of bread and two fish.
我们知道这个大麦饼 barley bread 啊，这是穷人家的孩子。那个有钱人家的是吃小麦啊。
This is barley bread, and this is something a bread that wealthier people would eat.
那这两条鱼有人说可能是咸鱼啦，因为古代没有冰箱哦，要带着跑的，要腌过。
And some people say that the two fish that he had was probably smoked, because at the time they did not have refrigeration.
我常常想，如果这个小朋友一个叔叔跟我要我的东西，我大概会这样回答啦。
So when I was younger, when someone would ask me for something,
啊叔叔啊，我给你三个饼了哈，两个就好了啦，那一条鱼哈。我自己肚子也会饿啊，我自己吃两个饼一条鱼可以吗？哎。
So I would make a deal, uncle, if I were to give you some bread and fish, if I could keep some for myself, then I wouldn't be hungry.
可是你看这个孩子哦，他把自己的通通献在主耶稣面前。
However, this boy didn't make such a deal. He offered all that he had.
啊，这个主耶稣就把他爱放大了。
So Jesus, extended this love.
你看我们今天的生活，常常主耶稣拿我们所拥有的把它放大。
We must also do the same today. We must transform our love into something greater.
哦，你看大卫怎么杀死哥利亚的
？So how did David kill Goliath?
啊，神用他的机弦不是吗？机弦呢 ？Sling.
Did not God use his sling to kill him?
为什么神给所罗门王极大的智慧？
Why did God grant Solomon, King Solomon, such great wisdom?
因为他很有智慧啊，所以他才懂得求智慧啊。
He had a lot of wisdom, therefore he knew how to ask for wisdom.
啊，为什么神让彼得做得人如得鱼的人呢
？So why did Jesus allow Peter to be a fisher of men?
啊，因为他本来就很会得鱼啊。
Because he originally was a great fisher.
所以我们把一点点哦，我们的拥有的，把它放在主耶稣身上，真的主耶稣就把它放得很大，解决我们生命的问题啊。
So we can see here that with some little thing that we possess today, God can use this and make it much greater.
遇到危机哦，我们要懂得继续爱神爱人哦，不要放弃爱神爱人。
So when we encounter trials or tribulations, we must understand to continue.
你不知道把自己的爱拿出来，神会把让它相加又相乘啊。
And once you carry out this faith and love, then Jesus Himself will make it much greater.
那问题真的会就是这样来解决。
And all your problems will be solved this way.
大家现在很懂得用网络啊来传福音啊哦，有时候你会介绍朋友到 TJC.org 去看。
We can see today that the internet is a great medium for.
你知道当初真耶稣教我们在谈这个事工啊，大家会想到钱在哪里？因为这是一个很大的钱呢，很大笔数目的钱呢。
When we talk about preaching the gospel, we talk about great finances.
那你会知道网络的事工其实没有花真耶稣教、史瑞托教会、伯恩教会一毛钱，没有。
We can see that internet ministry does not take one penny from the Cerritos Church or from Baldwin Park Church.
那是真的弟兄姐妹的爱呀。
All this is from the love of brothers and sisters.
啊，一个两个年轻人，一年没有工，一年什么？一年没有工作，就来这个做这种事情啊。
So there are two.
一年就来做这个事情啊。
There are two loving members of our church that do this as a full-time job.
很多弟兄姊妹被感动，一起来帮助这项圣工，是用爱来完成这项事工的。不只是说哦，想到我钱多少啊，钱够不够啊，也就是用钱做取向来考虑这个问题。
And from there, many brothers and sisters, many other brothers and sisters were touched to help out as well, and they did not need much money to do so.
你说我们今天要帮助我们的孩子，我们的孩子啊需要更多的灵修。
Today, our children, we recognize that they much, they need a lot of.
我们的孩子有危机啊，这个被世界影响的太厉害了。
Our children today are greatly influenced by the world.
我们想说啊，让他们参加这个啊学生联会，到哪里去？我们到外面租一个比较大的哦，让他们舒服一点，用钱来解决这样的问题。
So we say in times of trouble that we just send them to the student convocation. We also can provide them. With better things in life.
但是不是用这种 resort area 的好的环境可以建立他们的心，不是这些东西的，不是钱可以建立他们的心的。
It's not necessary that a good environment can mold them into a good Christian.
而是他们到教会里面来，辅导员用心辅导，陪他们祷告，流泪的劝诫。
It is the spiritual environment that they can draw closer to God.
是用爱来解决他们的问题的。
And we use love in this environment.
一个弟兄找不到工作。
There was a brother that could not find a job.
另外一位弟兄呢，有一个面谈呢，比如说很远呢，比如说在圣地亚哥那个地方哦。
And there was another brother that also had an interview, but it was quite far.
那位弟兄说，哎，没问题啊，你没有车，我带你去面谈。
So this brother, who was jobless, offered to take the other brother with the interview down to San Diego.
真的想不到借这样的机会呢，那个弟兄被感动，也问他老板说，还有没有空间呢，可以。也面谈我一位朋友吗
？Touched by his love, this brother with the interview asked his interviewer if there was another position open.
后来他们两个都一起这样子找到工作。
And this is how the unemployed brother found a job.
就是爱能够解决危机的另外一个例子。
It is through love that we can solve our problems.
所以不是我们看我有什么，我都有多少钱，我可以解决我生命的问题呢
？So again, it's not we cannot see what we do have and what we can.Are able to do to solve our problems.
而是我可以怎么样继续的爱神爱人啊，用爱啊来感动神，来感动人，来解决我生命的问题呢
？Rather, we have to look at how much love and faith we have in God, and use this love and faith to solve our problems.
其实我们人世间所有的试炼啊、考验啊，神原来都有答案，都知道怎么做的。
So all the trials and tribulations that we encounter, each have their own solution.
我们看约翰福音六章第六节。
Turn to John chapter 6, verse 6.
约翰福音六章第六节。
John 6, verse 6.
我们一起来读一遍。
Let's read together.
他说这话是要试验非利，他自己原知道要怎样行。主耶稣有答案呢。
So here Jesus Christ already had an answer.
但是他不告诉你答案呢。
He's not going to give it away.
这个才叫考试啊。
Therefore, this is called a test.
告诉你答案就不叫考试了。
He gave the answers.
啊，有时候我们在考试当中，我们是急得像热锅上的蚂蚁啊，我们是怎么团团转？哎呀，怎么办？怎么不合？这么考试字题这么难呢
？Sometimes when we are taking exams, we are so nervous we do not know what to do.
神就好像经常讲用搅动巢窝的方法，好像母鹰啊，在巢窝里面这样一直跟你搅，让你心很不安，甚至让你掉下去啊。
It's just like how a mother eagle will stir up the nest and stir up the little ones.
但是这个母鹰它胸有成竹的，你掉下去，它把你接上来的。
But this mother eagle, if stirring the nest causes her little her children to fall off the nest, then the mother eagle will.
所以耶稣原知道啊自己要怎么样行啊。
So Jesus Christ knows what to do.
还有以前我的家哈，在北加州我的家，因为我们进出都从车库嘛哈，我们很少用前门的哈。
I used to live in the Bay Area, and in our home there, we always.Entered and exited through the garage.
那这个所以前门呐、啊，那个屋檐下面，我们吊了一个花盆呐、啊，啊，因为很少进出啊，那个小鸟就到那里去下蛋，花盆里面下蛋。
So we rarely use the front door, and at the front entrance, we all, actually had a planter there hanging down, and a bird actually made her nest and laid eggs there.
啊，真的，那两个蛋呐、啊，孵出两只小鸟啊。
These two small eggs actually hatched into small chicks.
那我就要试试看哦，我很喜欢小鸟嘛，所以我就玩一玩小鸟，要试试看母鸟它怎么来 react 我的行为这样子。
So I had great interest in these tiny little birds. So I was a little mischievous and wanted to see how the mother would react.
所以我就先摸一只小鸟，因为他们说，我听说哈，你那个有人的味道哈，有时候那个母鸟啊，动物啊，它闻到人的味道之后，它会把这个小鸟 abandon 啊，就把它放弃掉了。那我就先摸一只看看你怎么反应的。摸完之后，我要把它吊上去哈，看你母鸟会不会回来。
So I heard that for birds, if the mother bird or the adult bird would scent human scent on their children, they would end up abandoning them. So I gave this little test and I touched the small bird and put him back.
那没有事啊，母鸟还是回来啊。
But there's no problem. The mother bird came.
那我拿下来玩一玩。我现在我两只小鸟都一起玩呢，摸一摸它们呢。
So the mother returned. So I took both birds down, both chicks down and. Play with them.
再带回去看看母鸟怎么反应的。
And this time I put him back again and see how the
mother. 妈妈还是回来喂他们呢。
And the mother still came back to feed them.
这下高兴了，我把它放在我房间放一个晚上，看你怎么反应。我把它拿下，那个花盆拿下，放我房间放一个晚上啊，看你明天还会再回来。
So I took this test to a greater extreme. I actually took down this planter and put it in my room overnight.
后来把那个翅膀也把它剪了，看它怎么反应了，看它会不会继续了哦。But 剪那让它飞的不是太厉害就是了。
So I clipped their wings so they wouldn't fly too far and see.
我跟爸爸妈妈还是回来啊。
And the next day I put them back. The mother still returned.
我只是试一试母鸟了，我心里已经有数了。我最后会让你们团圆的啦哦。
So all I was doing was just testing this mother.
有时候我在想，我们也是主耶稣的小鸟了，主耶稣玩一玩我们而已了，哎。
Sometimes
试试看我们而已啊，你怎么反应的？你怎么反应的？哎。
Sometimes I feel that we are just like these little hatchlings, and Jesus always wants to just test us just a little.
他原知道自己要怎么做。
Jesus knows exactly what he's going to do next.
我们来看第六章的第十节到十一节。
Let's take a look at verses 10 and 11.
第六章十节到十一节。
John chapter 6, verses 10 and 11.
我们一起开口来念。
Let's read together out loud.
耶稣说：“你们叫众人坐下。”原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有五千。十一节，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给坐着的人，分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。十二节，他们吃饱了，们啊，到这里就好了。其实我们看到耶稣啊，真的用这个孩子的爱呀，叫大家好好的坐着啊，祝谢了就分下去了。
So Jesus, through the love of this young boy, he asked the 5,000 to be seated, and he fed each and every one of them.
主耶稣有他自己的方法的。
Jesus Christ has his own method.
主耶稣是很怜悯的。
He is someone with great love.
这些人都是来听道理的，所以主耶稣怎么忍心让他们饿着回去呢？
These 5,000 came to hear his preaching. So how can he allow them to?
主耶稣说啊，你先求神国神的义啊，不用忧虑吃喝穿的问题。
So Jesus said that
seek kingdom first.
Seek ye first his kingdom.
啊，吃喝穿都不用忧虑了。
And you shall not worry about what you are to eat.
所以神啊，主耶稣亲自要提供他们的。
So Jesus was going to take care of these 5,000.
我们真的要记得，在危机当中哦，我们要真的要记得，在神的山，像亚伯拉罕所说的，在神的山一定会有预备的。
So we all know that under Jesus's Watch, we are always taken care of.
我们知道只要安静着坐着看就好了。
All we have to do is just sit down, peacefully.
其实神已经在解决我们的问题了，解决他们的问题，他们没有一个人知道啊。本来这个你心里想说这个夜分夜少，谁知道夜分夜多呢？
He asked the 5,000 to be seated and to just observe, but Jesus already had his plan to feed every one of them.
所以只要我们不离开主耶稣基督，你默默的看，等着看，看主耶稣啊，为你所成就的是何等大的事。
So all we have to do is just wait and have faith that God will take care of us.
刚刚我们读那个西西家考试失败，因为神暂时离开他。
We can see that Hezekiah he failed his test because God temporarily left him.
弟兄姐妹们啊，那是旧约哦。
Brothers and sisters, this is the Old Testament.
今天圣灵不会暂时离开你的。
We're in the New Testament now. The Holy Spirit will never leave us.
只有你暂时离开耶稣，不可能圣灵暂时离开你。
Holy Spirit will never leave us. However, we may leave Christ.
因为耶稣这样讲哦，要赐给你们应许给你们圣灵是要永远住在你里头的。
It was a promise from Jesus saying that this Holy Spirit shall dwell in us forever.
所以只要我们呢，不要离开主耶稣基督，你静静的等候啊哦。
So as long as we don't leave Jesus, Jesus will not leave us.
你会看到那个奇妙者施行奇妙的作为。The wonder worker.
We can see the stories of
you can see the wonder
miracle workers.
Yes. 哦，所以你看哦，你看那个旧约啊，有一次啊，撒玛利亚城不是被围困住了吗？大家没东西吃啊。
We all know in the Old Testament the story of
Samaria.
Of Samaria that was in great famine.
啊，所以大家没饭吃，吃什么呢？吃鸽子粪呢？
They had no food to eat, so what were they to eat? They all they ate, ate was
鸽子粪呢？当
was
dung of dove.
Oh, was bird poop.
吃什么？吃驴子头 ？Head of donkey.
And or the head of donkey.
吃什么？吃别人的孩子
？They even cannibalized.
结果在那个困难当中呢，以利沙做一个很大胆的宣告。
So Elisha used this opportunity.
在那个存放之下哦，做一个 broad 的宣告 declaration.
He declared in front of before everyone.
明天这个时候啊，大麦要卖点便宜，小麦要卖点便宜啊。啊，明天这个时候啊，东西都会变得很便宜，你们都有饭吃啊。
So starting tomorrow, he declared that starting tomorrow, everything that all food will be
那个
be reduced in price.
那个见识很多的大将军就说：“哎呀，这个哦，这个先知哦，是吃饭桶中间的啦，本卡丢恩啦。”哎。
So many people doubted in what he said.
不相信。
And they did not believe him.
先知说：“因为你没有信心，所以你看得见吃不见，看得到吃不到。”
So Elisha warned them that because you do not have faith, you shall never see this.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们今天对神的应许真的要有信心哦。
So brothers and sisters, we must always have faith in the promise.
隔天真的敌人离开了啊，那个敌人留下很多食物啊，大家通通出去抢食物，食物变得很便宜啊。
The next day, the food did indeed drop in price, so everyone went to go grab.
当将军要维持秩序啊，大家都是争先恐后就把他菜死了。
And there was a stampede, and some people were trampled to death.
所以我们真的要静静的看神的一个带领。
So we must peacefully await the guidance of God.
神用爱啊来爱我们。
God uses love to love us.
我们看约翰福音六章十二节。
Let's turn back to John chapter 6 verse 12.
六章十二节。
John 6:12.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说：“把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。”十三节，他们便将那五个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃剩下的，收拾起来，装满了十二个篮子。十四节，众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说：“这真是那要到世间来的先知。”为什么会有危机呢？
So why do we have trials and tribulations?
危机是让别人看见主的存在，主的荣耀。
They are used so that others can see that Jesus Christ.
让人看见啊，主耶稣是天上来的真神。
Jesus, to allow everyone to see that Jesus Christ came from heaven.
所以经历过后，你会知道原来平安是跟我们同在的。
So once we experience this and go through this, we can see that peace has always been.
你看十二门徒啊，后来主耶稣说：“哎，你这个零碎不可以把它糟蹋掉哦，零碎不可以糟蹋掉。”那个 leftover 不可以。
And here Jesus told his disciples that you should not let anything go to waste.
所以十二个门徒捡十二个篮子啊的零碎啊。
So they ended up gathering up to 12 baskets of leftovers.
每个人捡的都不一样嘞。
Everything that they gathered at the end was different.
我们这边有多少人？
How many people do we have in this chapel?
如果你有危机，你再回去捡一捡你的零碎。
If you have trials yourself and you go gather what
你每一个人捡到的零碎都不一样的，但是都是神的零碎。
Everything that you gather will be different, but they all come from God.
其实这些东西啊，在你还在发生、你没有不知道的时候，早就在那里了。这个零碎早在那里，只是那个时候你不知道。
So we can see that once we gather, we now realize what we had all along.
你忽略了 ，you ignore it.
You totally ignore it.
哎，如果你去捡就有，你不捡就没有了。
You go and gather yourself, then you'll see that you had it.
你去反省，就看到主耶稣跟你同在。你不反省，好像主耶稣不在。
If you look back and ponder upon what God has given to you, then you realize how much you had received.
你去祷告，就会感动就有。你没有祷告，就好像主耶稣都没有一样的。
If you pray to God, you will feel the love of God. If you do not pray, you will not feel this.
神是真的。
God is real.
他的恩惠是真实的。
His grace is true.
有时候我们就是没有注意到啊，让这个。蚂蚁啊，小鸟把这个零碎吃掉了。
Sometimes we
好像没有。
Sometimes we are oblivious to all this, and therefore we think that we have nothing.
你真的找找看哦，你真的找找看。
Really, take a look for yourself.
我们家啊，常常种菜啊。
At my house, we plant our vegetables.
哦，有个很深的感想啊。每次那个豆子啊，哦，好像已经到季节尾巴了，没有了。但是呢，你再进去给它翻一翻，找一找，哎，一餐的豆子又来了。常常是这样子的。
So many a time, I would pick through the beans and realize that there was not much left. But once you give it a little dig inside the dirt, there was enough to feed another.
眼眼看好像没有了。
From afar, we think that there is nothing left.
你再给它翻一翻，还有很多。
But if you just dig a little bit and look.Left.
所以你翻翻你过去的生命啊。
So let's take a look at our past.
真的，我们中国人说“此情可待成追忆”，只是当时已惘然啊，当时是惘然的，只是那个情景你可以想象的，很多恩典在那边的。
So we can.
你当时是惘然的，你不知道神那么多恩典呢、啊，这个情景哦，好像。你可以，但是这个是可以成为你的追忆，就是你可以再回想看看的。当时你虽然是不懂的，但是里面真的很多神的恩惠在里面了、啊。
So while we are going living our life, sometimes we are oblivious to what we have all received. But if you look back, then we can see hindsight that we have received so much.
所以您有危机吗
？So are you tested? Do you have trials?
有时候主耶稣要考考我们了哈、
哦。Again, God wants to test us sometimes.
我们真的安静等候。
We must wait patiently.
用爱解决。
And use love to solve.
不要停止爱神爱人。
Never cease to love God and love man.
你再仔细观察。
As long as you carefully observe it.
我知道神的恩惠还是一样满路径。
You will realize that God's grace has always been this abundant.
是。
Sing him.
求十二首。